It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, and this is the Democratic candidate for president.
With profound gratitude and great humility, I accept your nomination for presidency of the United States.
Barack Obama spoke before tens of thousands of supporters at an open-air stadium in Denver. Millions more watched at home, and we're going to get some analysis this morning from a couple of expert witnesses. Republican Tucker Eskew and Democrat Mark Mellman are political strategists who've helped guide us through the campaign. Welcome back to the program, gentlemen.
Good morning with you.
And I want to challenge each of you, in effect, to see this speech from the other side. And Republican Tucker Eskew, we'll start with you. As a professional, political professional, what, if anything, worked about this speech?
I think a good bit. It was well delivered, as you would expect. It was before an extremely large and mostly enthusiastic crowd. The optics, the cinematics, if you will, of this rock star appearance were really well managed, and it covered a lot of bases that are important for Democrats to hear from their candidates. And I think it covered some of the bases that swing voters would like to hear. So I think it got the job done. He's a magnificent speaker.
Some of the bases that swing voters would like to hear. What's one of those bases that's important in your mind?
I think whether he's truly ready to lead, whether he's done anything in his life that qualifies him for this most important job in the world.
Okay, Democrat Mark Mellman, what false notes, if any, were there in this speech?
Boy, I would like to oblige with an answer to your question, but I think this was as near perfect as you get. I think an important measure, John McCain's tried to make this campaign about risk, you know, arguing Obama's the risky choice. But I think last night Barack Obama made it clear that continuing this Bush-McCain status quo was the far riskier choice. And I think in that sense the speech was transformative, and I think it really transformed us in other ways. It transformed Barack Obama's story into our story. And I think he transformed himself into the kind of real and natural leader that Americans are looking for. I think it's really hard to find a false note in that speech.
Although, did it work to speak in a stadium in front of more than 80,000 people when Republicans are saying, look, this isn't a serious politician, he's a rock star?
Well, I think it did. I think, first of all, part of that was pure political organizing. 80,000 people are going to walk out of that stadium back to their homes, talk to their friends, talk to their coworkers, talk to their colleagues, and really be strong advocates for Barack Obama's message. Second, I think that, you know, for those who saw it on TV, you were swept up, I think, with the emotion of the moment. And I think that large audience helped people be swept up by the emotion of the moment. I don't think anybody could look at that. As Barack Obama said, his life has not been the life of a celebrity.
Okay. Governor of a relatively few years of Alaska. Alaska doesn't maybe near Russia, but it doesn't have its own foreign policy. Second, while, as you say, Governor Palin has not been involved in the scandals that have engulfed Senator Stevens and other Republicans, Congressman Don Young in her state, she has been in the midst of some controversy about misusing the state police in the state and some personal issues and so on. So there's a lot of things that people don't know about Sarah Palin. There's almost nothing people do know. But when they find out more about her, I think it's not going to be a completely unvarnished positive story.
Okay, let's talk. Let me just interrupt to say that we are talking to Mark Mellman. He's a Democratic strategist, as well as Tucker Eskew, a Republican strategist, about news that Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, is named by many news organizations this morning as the likely vice presidential pick for Senator John McCain. Mark Mellman, very briefly, then I'm going to come back to Tucker Eskew, but Mark Mellman, let me ask one question. If Democrats start saying someone like Sarah Palin is not experienced enough to take over as commander-in-chief, aren't Republicans going to turn that back on you and basically say, well, look at Obama?
Well, Obama, frankly, has a lot more experience than Governor Palin does. But the point really is the McCain campaign has been trying to make this point. They can no longer make the point. Obama said the key criteria for commander-in-chief is judgment. He's proven that good judgment. John McCain said years in the job is what's important, but he's really undercutting that argument on his own part.
I'm told that some NPR member stations have not heard all of our conversation here, so I'm going to repeat what we know and how we know it. The name is Sarah Palin. She is governor of Alaska, and several news organizations, among them the Chicago Tribune, Fox News, CNBC, Politico, CNN, AP, Reuters, all naming her as John McCain's, somewhat surprising, vice presidential pick. And let me ask you, Tucker Eskew, Republican strategist, about that experience question. If you have a 72-year-old presidential nominee, can you have someone who was just elected a couple of years ago as governor of a very, very small state?
Let me tell you something. Last night in his speech, Senator Obama said, "I will," a lot. He even said a good bit of "I am," but he never said "I did." What did he do? Well, Sarah Palin can point to a state budget. She can point to tax cuts. She can point to selling off a state jet that was unnecessary. She can point to a record of managing ethics reform for a state agency. She can point to a personal story that is exciting, exciting to Republicans, swing voters, and I believe many Democrats. It is a story that resonates with our Western nature. It's a story that will sync up with John McCain's very well. And I think it is deeply substantive. Let's let her tell her story. Let's see how the McCain campaign rolls this story out.
Although, wait a minute. Let me just say to you, just the other day on this program, we were talking to Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, who pointed out in passing that one of Barack Obama's qualifications is just a few years ago, he was nothing more than a state senator. Just a few years ago, Sarah Palin was on the city council in Wasilla, Alaska, population 8,000 and something.
I nonetheless believe she's made a series of decisions and been held responsible for those that would outweigh those of Barack Obama's. And one colorful note, I see that she was named Miss Congeniality at some point. You know, John McCain likes to joke that he hasn't been named that.
She was a beauty contestant at one point.
That's right. There's some balance on the ticket for you, Steve.
Mark Melman, you've suggested that this doesn't fundamentally change the race, although it would put Republicans in a position of being able to say that they, too, are trying to break barriers. They, too, are trying to break that glass ceiling that Hillary Clinton spoke about so often.
Well, and of course, they're a long time second in coming. Democrats had a woman as a vice presidential candidate back in 1984, over a quarter century ago. So there's really not. It's history for the Republicans. It's not history for the country. It's a wonderful thing, and I'm delighted that they are putting a woman on the ticket. I think it's 25 years is too long to wait in between these kinds of events. But the reality is, it is the second position on the ticket. It's not the first position. It has been done before by Democrats, and people do, at the end of the day, vote for the top of the ticket. And the question is, as Obama, I think, put it very clearly last night, is do we want change in this country, or do we want four more years of the George Bush, John McCain approach to the economy and to Iraq? And I don't think Sarah Palin's going to give us anything that's going to suggest that what John McCain's going to do is different from what John McCain said he's going to do up to now.
We're talking about Sarah Palin, who, according to many news organizations, is John McCain's choice as a vice presidential pick, and she is currently governor of Alaska. We do not have that confirmed. Gentlemen, each of you, very briefly, and I'll start with Tucker Eskew. Can you, either of you, think of a vice presidential choice who would have been better, somebody who's maybe been overlooked here? Loud silence on the line.
Republicans are lucky to have a long list who aren't quite as well known, and I think Eric Cantor from Virginia, I think former Congressman John Kasich, I think the candidates who've been mentioned a lot, we had a very strong list. This is an exciting, galvanizing, and yes, new pick, and you know, new is good for news, and news is good for John McCain to change the subject and move into the Republican convention with a big boost of momentum.
Mark Melman, just a couple of seconds, but is there someone that you think would have been better here?
Oh, I think there's a whole long list of people that would have been better. Look at Tom Ridge, who is pro-choice, for example, and former governor, worked in the executive branch in Congress, worked also as the Secretary of Homeland Security, knows those foreign affairs issues.
And I'll have to stop you there just to say one more time that Sarah Palin's choice as VP pick is not confirmed, but we'll bring you more as we learn more on Morning Edition from NPR News. Thank you, gentlemen.